Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Officials at New Jersey Transit now asking President Biden to get involved to try and prevent a strike. This after a 30-day federally ordered cooling-off period between NJT and the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen ended yesterday. The request was made through the National Mediation Board for a presidential emergency board. If Mr. Biden agrees, the clock would then be stopped for 120 days while the panel makes a non-binding recommendation. After that, if they still can't get it together, Congress could intervene. It was 2 months ago that Mayor Adams announced a commission to review the entire city charter and make recommendations for any changes. Well, that panel is out with those proposals, which you and I would vote on in November. One in particular has sparked a new fight between the mayor and the city council.
Among the city council's concerns, how the charter changes could dilute their power and various public safety issues. We spoke with council member Crystal Hudson. She says the entire process, way too rushed and a sham.
Historically, charter revision commissions usually take between 1 to 2 years to get real robust public input. This one was done in just a few months.
But Mayor Adams applauding the speedy work of the commission.
It's all going to work itself out. It is all part of the process. All we need to do is take a deep breath, meditate, drink a green smoothie, and just be fine.
Five ballot proposals coming only 2 months after this commission was even established. They'll vote on these final proposals tomorrow. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. At City Hall.
More than a dozen people hurt last night in a fire at an apartment building in Sunset Park. This was 881 Fifth Avenue, where the blaze appears to have broken out on the second floor. It rose to two alarms. 13 people, including two firefighters, treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The cause of the blaze is not yet known. New Jersey is about to get a new senator. Bob Menendez has been under intense pressure to step down or face expulsion following his federal bribery conviction.
The 70-year-old who has spent a lifetime in politics announced his resignation in a letter to Governor Phil Murphy, saying while he intends to appeal the verdict all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary, he didn't want to be a distraction. Dr. Ashley Koenig, director of the Rutgers Eagleton poll, said Menendez avoids the embarrassment of being ousted by his colleagues.
There have been a lot of calls for expulsion and a lot of nudging from his fellow Democrats, including junior Senator Cory Booker, who has called for his expulsion and said he would lead the way.
Governor Murphy said in a statement he will make a temporary appointment to fill Menendez's seat. Murphy's wife, Tammy, who dropped out of the Senate race, said she is not interested. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.